Okay, I'm calling this meeting of the commission in order. I welcome all the visitors. This is a larger group than we usually get here, and we're so pleased to welcome you. I would ask you to shut off the cell phones. And with that, let's approve the minutes. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes as distributed.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We don't have to go through every single. Thank you, Mary. By the way, we're talking about the February 1st minutes. So now on the regular agenda, I'm announcing a slight change in the procedure. I'm not going to vote unless there's a break of time. And I'm advised that under parliamentary procedures, the chair can vote to make it die, which I find interesting too. But I, you know.
You can make it and you can break it.
Yeah. Which I mean, baking bar.
All the years I've never known.
Yeah, well, that's just in keeping with Robert's rule of order. And a lot of local bodies do have the chair vote. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it. But,
Mary, is that going to work with the system?
What's that?
Is that going to work? Does he have to abstain?
No, I'm abstain. I just don't vote.
Oh, he's going to. She'll take care of it.
The computer system, but it's going to allow you not to vote.
Oh.
It will do it.
So he said he's going to do it.
Okay. You made it, huh? It's tough today.
Yeah, rough.
Yeah, 30 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
From Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I had one of those groups.
Okay. We'll get through this. We'll get that. Don't worry about that. We'll start for him. First item on the agenda is Ms. Jane Presley. Plaque of monument replacement.
This is an application for a new to replace a marker at 27 Abercorn Street. You can see it's located right here. There's Drayton, Congress, St. Julian, and then Abercorn right here. I'll show you a picture of the site as well. Not the picture, but you can see approximately where it will be located there in the tree line. The Savannah Town Committee of the National Society of the Colonial Dames of America is requesting to reinstall a marker that previously existed here that honors John Wesley in front of the Sturgis House. It was originally the third monument they had installed in Savannah and was installed in 1903, but sometime in the past 10 years, the plaque that was on it was stolen and the granite was removed, though the date is unknown. And we have a picture of it. You can see the granite there that exists.
That's not Wesley for the record.
No, that's a statue.
It's proposed to be reinstalled with a new plaque in the same location, and a specification for the plaque design materials will be provided at a later date. So in terms of the standards, the theme standards are all met. It falls into civic and institutional, religious history, and local history. This marker did exist, as I mentioned, in this location previously, and honors John Wesley. The exact language could not be located for the plaque, but it will still include this history as well as the person it honors. In terms of the site, and I'll go back to that picture for you. All of the site standards are met. It's proposed to be located on the same site as it was previously. Staff is just requesting that Park and Tree and Traffic Engineering approve the location. In terms of design, these standards are met. The staff is just requesting that the text size meets the standard, and we will want specifications for the material and design once it's decided, and a material such as bronze would be appropriate for that. And I'm going to show you the text that's proposed. Um, So this is a text proposed to be located on the plaque. It does meet the standard. Staff is just requesting that the in right here be capitalized just to meet the same standard as the other language. In terms of funding, the applicant is funding the marker and must provide an escrow payment for maintenance. And so staff is recommending approval to City Council of the proposed marker with a new plaque with the following conditions. A final rendering of the new plaque and text. The plaque material is provided and is a durable material, such as bronze. The text is revised as requested, and the applicant provides an escrow payment, because otherwise the marker meets the standards. And I can answer any questions you may have.
Just to make sure I understand, basically you're gonna go back on stone like you're supposed to?
Yes.
Okay, and the plaque itself was removed?
Yes.
So presumably it'll be applied in a way that that can't ever happen again. That's
hopefully shocking. So. You can see the spots here.
Where yeah, that's just touched. Really,
really
that's really, somebody worked hard to do that.
Yeah, and
okay.
Long.
Yeah. Jesus.
The granite
tool is not that
bad. But where is the actual granite now? I mean, it's not there.
It is at, I believe it's a Q monument.
Okay, okay.
Wow.
One clarification.
Paul didn't take it, did he? No, I'm just kidding.
And the text that's proposed is the text, right? I was
yes.
Clear. Okay.
Yes.
That's all.
We just don't know the plaque will look like exactly.
Well, we have that too if you want.
Anyone have any questions for staff? Thank you. So we'll now hear from the. Is there something you should add, sir? Sarah, is there something you wanted to add? I mean, I'm not sure what's going on.
No, they had a picture. I can pass it around.
Oh, okay.
So it might be easier.
Did you want a sample of? This is the material.
Beautiful. Okay, we will now hear from the petitioner, and if I'm not sure who will be speaking, but would you please say your name for the record when you come up? Whoever's speaking who is speaking for the petitioner?
So I'm Laura Lawton, and this is Jay Presley.
Are you both speaking? And
Camille O'Neill.
And so all three of you are going to speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, when you get up, would you please repeat your name so it records?
Yeah, it's Laura Lawton. And I was going to wait until after you voted to add this, but in the interest of full disclosure, the plaque that was in 1903 that the Colonial Dames did was a plaque that was on the house. The Sturgis house is there and the John Wesley Hotel is there, both on the same trust lot.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, the Sturgis house had a duplicate, the Burroughs house, where the John Wesley Hotel is now. And the plaque was on that house.
Oh.
And then we've just come back from the Historical Society and we found a 1938 newspaper where it was still on the Wesley Hotel. But at some point between 1938 and 2000, maybe the Wesley Hotel did renovations or something, it was moved and installed on a big granite block that was in the median between the sidewalk and the street. And then 10 years ago, the plaque had been missing for some years at that point. And so the Colonial Dames talked Charlie Depew into picking the thing up and taking it to the Depew Monument Company for storage. And it's been there ever since. And it looks a lot better than it looked in the picture, because the man with the hose had just squirted it in the pictures. So it looks fine. And it has the holes in it where the plaque can be reattached.
I hope they reattach it better than last time.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, we have some, the ladies here are very auspicious and very strong ladies in our community, and my guess is that Charlie Depew would have absolutely no choice other than to pick it up and move it for you. So unless there's anything else, I'd like to, unless there's somebody opposed to it, I'd like to do these songs so they can go on about their business.
Anyone else have any questions for the petition?
I second that.
We need to ask for public comment.
Okay. I know, but we get through the petitioner first. Okay. And so any of you all have any more questions?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Rosella. Okay, now we go to public comments. Does anyone from the public want to make a comment? Hearing none, we can move to a...
I'll make a motion we approve the staff recommendation.
First, I have to say we have to have a discussion with the commissioners.
Excuse me?
First, I have to ask if you want to have discussion before you make a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Anybody have any comments about this? Okay, I make a motion.
How are you making? I'm kidding. I make a motion that we approve the staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Mary, do I have to do this on my computer?
No, I can just say it for
you. Okay. this will decrease our meeting down by 50%. We can do this without the computer.
Say that.
Okay, all those in favor of the petition signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
Okay, with
this. The petition is approved. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, then. Next up is the...
Nice to follow our best regards.
Yeah, this will not be stolen. We're trying to figure out
a way. Super good. Yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Yeah.
You give it.
Maybe they melted it
down. I mean, something to go out of time. Okay, the next item on the agenda, the regular agenda, is the petition of the St. Luke Baptist Church. Staff report.
Pull this one up for you. Good afternoon again. This is an application from St. Luke Baptist Church. Which you see circled on the map there. See along 38 here, Montgomery, and then MLK right here. They're requesting that the block of West 38, bounded by MLK and Montgomery, be named Reverend and Mrs. Lexi E. Aiken Way as an honorary street designation. And I'll try to go through a lot of the standards on this one. It's a new policy from the city, similar to the renaming that we did of that park. But I'll go through this one a little bit more thoroughly, since these are new standards for you. So one of the criteria are the following. All public property should meet one of the following criteria: to honor and commemorate noteworthy persons, to commemorate local history, places, events, or culture, to strengthen neighborhood identity, or to recognize native wildlife or natural features. And these standards are met. The street is proposed to be named after the Reverend and his wife. They're proposed to be honored by St. Luke Baptist Church, located at 418 West 38th Street, where they have been for 49 years and served the community. They also founded the Feed a Meal program that serves people weekly and has been going on for 30 years, and this designation will honor their impending retirement. In terms of restrictions, all of those are met. persons that reside in Savannah for less than 5 years, or other names that would create confusion, are restricted, and none of these apply. Other considerations include the number of residents and businesses directly affected, community diversity, the historical significance of the pre-existing name, the appropriateness and compatibility of the request, the impact on emergency service delivery, and the continuity and stability of the neighborhood. And these standards are met. This honorary name on the block would not significantly impact the businesses or residents in the area, and is appropriate as this is the location of the church. There was also a petition provided, which is attached to your agenda, with several hundred signatures in support of this petition. There are several other requests as well for natural person naming. These include whether the person made a sustained contribution over an appreciable time period, contributions that that change the nature and characteristics of the community, an achievement by a native Savannian of national or international acclaim. These standards are met. The Reverend and his wife have contributed to the overall community, as mentioned, and the meal program. The Reverend also took part in Savannah's civil rights movement, including sit-ins, marches, and attending the Savannah Barber College. There are also specific criteria for honorary street designations. The proposed namesake should reside in the city for at least 5 years. This is met. The Reverend has been serving the church since 1968. Individual family tributes, commercially concerned, or corporate recognition shall not be eligible. This does not fall into those restrictions. Roadways under the control of the FHA, the Georgia Department of Transportation, or Chatham County are not subject. We will need confirmation that this road does not fall under those organizations. And honorary designations shall be limited to one approved designation per city council member, and this is supported by Alderman Bill Durrance. The city council must ultimately approve the designation, and the signs must be installed within 45 days. So we're just requesting that those signs are installed once the approval is finalized. So staff is recommending approval to City Council for the honorary designation of the block of West 38, bounded by MLK and Montgomery, as Reverend and Mrs. Lexi E. Aiken Way, with the following conditions. The road is not under the control of the FHA, Georgia Department of Transportation, or Chatham County, and that the street sign is installed within 45 days of council approval, because otherwise the standards are met. And I can answer any questions you may have. That was a lot of information.
Any questions?
No, we haven't had a lot of these things. So it's the street itself that's the designation. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's the street from Montgomery all the way to MLK.
Yes. So this block here.
Okay. So that, okay. Just, okay. It's interesting. Thank you.
I have two quick clarifications. Sure. So when you say it's only allowed per city council member in a certain time frame or for the duration of their term?
I believe it's for a certain time from what you read that.
I know it's a kind of a...
She was limited to one approved designation per city council member per calendar year. So each year they can make it.
And there's no restriction on whether the person has to be alive or deceased?
No.
Where is the sign that's required to go up?
Traffic engineering will determine the placement of the sign, but it'll be the same look as the existing street signs.
And the city supports that, the city
yes.
Anyone else have a question for staff? Thank you. We now hear from the petitioner, the representative of the petitioners. Let me ask you to state your name into the microphone so we get it for the record, sir.
My name is Deacon Clifford King, and I'm here just to speak a few words on behalf of Reverend Dr. Lexi E. Aiken, who's been my pastor for the past 35 or 36 years. And some of the information that you hear may be a little bit redundant, but I think it probably warrants repeating. He has pastored the St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church for 49 years, and during that period of time, he has been instrumental in the park beautification, 38th Street Park, which is really adjacent to the St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church, He spearheaded several beautification projects trying to uplift the park as well as the people who frequented the park. He established a feeder mill program which is approaching 30 years of existence, and that has included those people who frequent the park coming to get warm meals on Wednesdays of each week. His tenure has also included not only the St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church, but those surrounding areas of the church, as well as other churches. We all know, some of us know, that Reverend Akins worked at the sugar refinery for 30 or more years, where he was also instrumental in spreading the gospel there. He also is a past president of the Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, where he also was instrumental in spreading the word of the gospel there. And I appreciate this opportunity to say just a few words on behalf of my pastor and the church as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon King.
Yes,
sir. Anyone have any questions for the petition?
I have a quick. Is that the church there, or is... Okay. I'm just curious.
Okay. Now, the questions, the, we now have public comment.
I would like to say a word.
Please do.
I'm Yvonne Wright, and in the interest of public comments, I would like to say that Reverend Dr. Lexi Elijah Akin was, if not the first, he was the first African-American shipping clerk at the sugar refinery. And all of that in terms of his recognition in terms of civil rights within the Savannah community. I would also like to make note that his tenure at St. Luke equals none. The church itself is 106 years old, and he has nearly amassed 50 years of that 106 years old. And this is part and parcel in terms of our wanting to acknowledge this dynamic blessed couple in terms of the service that they have put in, not only to the church community, but the community at large in terms of moving it forward, in terms of improving the lives of the people that live here in the beloved community.
Thank you, Ms. Wright. Anyone else?
Good afternoon. My name is Alison Wallace McCoy, and I'm also a member of St. Luke Baptist Church. I only thought it to be befitting to allow Reverend and Mrs. Akin to stand up so you can see them in the audience this evening. So please stand up, Reverend and Mrs. Akin.
Thank you. Anyone else? Would anyone else from the public like to make a remark? Let me thank you all for turning out like this and being so eloquent about your minister. We don't get big crowds here. Okay.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
I'm rather impressed. I mean, this petition has maybe over 500 signatures. That's hard to not to take that into account. So, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of support for this in the community. It's hard to disagree with that.
Okay, we can now go into a commission discussion. Anyone want to make a comment?
I would just like to second Tom's comment that it's always appreciated when something is so obviously supported by the community and it can show us. So it makes my my decision a no-brainer.
Yeah. Anyone else? Okay, shall we have a voice vote?
I'll make a motion that we approve the DAC recommendation.
I second it.
All those in favor of approving the staff recommendation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, we have to count that vote.
We already have 500 votes.
I do believe that the motion passes. Congratulations to the church. Congratulations. Now, you're welcome to stay or leave as you wish.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you left it. Okay, the next one. Last one for the regular agenda is a petition of Drayton Tower at East Liberty Street, and we'll have a report from staff.
Good afternoon. This application is for approval for marker 102 East Liberty, also known as Drayton Tower. Most of you probably know where it's located. There's Liberty here and then Drayton along here in Perry.
Mr. Chairman, may I give me a Sarah? Please, I'm not hearing it so bad.
And so here is the tower, and here is the location the marker is proposed. Marker is proposed to be bronze and located adjacent to the entrance, and the following standards apply. In terms of the theme standards, these are met. The marker falls into the theme of arts and humanities. Drayton Tower has been recognized as a contributing historic building, and the plaque will reflect this importance. And in terms of the site, these standards are met as well. It's adjacent to the entrance and easily visible from the sidewalk, which you can see right in front here, and also visible from the public right-of-way, and will be installed and maintained easily. The terms of the design, these are all met. It's proposed to be a bronze plaque. This isn't the best picture, but it would give you an idea of the type of design that's proposed. Our only remark is that the text size meet the standard. In terms of the text itself, I'll pull that up for you. See the text here, and this does meet the standards as well. In terms of funding, the standard is met. The applicant is funding the marker, and it will be located on private property, so an escrow payment is not required. Staff is recommending approval of the marker at 102 East Liberty with the condition that the text size is provided for staff approval, because otherwise it meets the standards, and I can answer any questions you may have.
Oh. The column that it's going to be on is the marker, obviously, is smaller than the width of the marker.
Yes.
I mean, is it going to be, it's not just going to be, it's going to be appropriately sized.
Yes.
I mean, because this, you don't want to attract it for the wrong reason.
No,
right?
It will fit.
I have a question. I'm not saying we need to do this, but if I were someone walking by that marker, I'd like to know why it's on the National Register. I mean,
I was going to ask that question.
I mean, I know it's one of the representative international style buildings, but wouldn't it be nice to say that?
Perhaps this is what was proposed, and staff found that it met the standard. It's fairly common for buildings to have this type of smaller marker. Something like that might be in a larger, like GHS type marker.
Okay.
Good But this is going to be rather small.
Yes.
Fit that column.
That's why.
That's why it might limit the text. But I would agree. I mean, I thought that too when I read that.
Yeah.
I thought the date actually was earlier, but again, it is supposedly.
Yeah, it is earlier, I think.
Yeah, I have to ask my experts at work.
I think it's an age then.
I think that date's incorrect.
I mean, I think it goes on the length of time it's been. I mean.
That's when it got listed. That's when it was listed.
19 listed, but
I remember
a date on something.
Yeah,
you know, it's the date of origin. It's
that
the date
the
when it was created. Because I mean, that's not so significant if it's 1966 as an international style building. In the 40s, or when I think it was, or 30s, it might even.
No, it was built in the 50s.
50s?
Definitely the 50s.
Well, even the 50s puts it in a different era than the 60s.
We can certainly add those conditions. We prefer the date be the date it was constructed.
I would say it's a little misleading when it just says Drayton Tower 1966.
Yeah.
Especially if that means that's when it was put on the historic register. I doubt it was put on at that time.
No, it was recently.
So that year is wrong.
Well, now make a suggestion. If there's going to be a date, okay, my suggestion is that the date should be under where it says National Register of Historic Places, and put that date there, mm-hmm. as opposed to having it above,
right.
because you don't know if it was built then, designated then, or whatever. So I would have the text up underneath Drayton Tower, and between that and the United States, I would put the date. That's my suggestion.
I would just put an extra word, designated.
Designated.
1966 or built. That can't be too much.
I think before we all go into this design mode, I have a feeling now I'm looking at something that says Dunmere. What is this?
That's just a sample of the title.
So I have a feeling that this is something that somebody else has already designed. In other words, through National Register, I bet that we're looking at something that probably is repeated. Boilerplate. I mean, for us to redesign it, but I do think the year is wrong.
But I think we could redesign it if we want. We didn't have the power to
design
it.
Why should we redesign it? Why should we?
Well, because we
got to prove.
Yeah, we don't have to prove.
We don't have to design it. But we do have. We
make it clear.
We can address clarity, and we can address. I think to some degree completeness. I mean, I have no idea why, you know, most people look at that building as a monstrosity. Why would they put it on the list of historic places? Unless you explain.
Actually, again, I have a friend who is an owner of a condo there. He is extremely proud of his condominium there. He loves mid-century. He knows the year, and he would be horrified if he lives in New York, he comes back and forth. If he comes back into town and finds that, and knows he'll be up in arms because the year is wrong.
Is this coming out of interior?
I'm going to give me 5 minutes to verify that.
This board,
The management board is proposing it.
Management board of?
Of Drayton Tower.
Well, I should know the answer.
Well, that gives us a lot more story.
I teach art class history. I should know.
Ellen's going to go check.
But that's going to be checked.
I guess, if I could.
Sure.
This, I guess, maybe brings up an issue I was going to bring up before of how this stuff is vetted. Because I know that, like, when the Georgia Historical Society comes to us, we accept at face value it's vetted, and I'm on board with that. But I guess I would wonder.
Staff checks, and my understanding was that was the year it was listed when I spoke to them, but perhaps that was.
I think because there was another issue of there was a mural on MLK, and there ended up being a bunch of letters to the paper and stuff saying there was some incorrect information in there. So I just think maybe it would behoove us to question maybe some of the stuff if it's not.
I can start including sources too.
Okay, well, we'll come back to this from board discussion or commission discussion. Any more questions for Sarah? Okay. The petitioner's here.
Hi, my name is Shelby Waringa. I'm the community property manager. In regards to the date, y'all are correct. It's 1949 was the year it was started. 1951 was the year it was completed. 1966 was the day it was designated. I was under the impression that it had to be the date it was designated on that was listed on the plaque.
I'm sorry, I cannot understand.
I'm afraid I missed your name.
Shelby Waringa.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I was looking at this property back in 2014, 2015, left for 2 years, now I'm back as the manager. I have been trying my hardest to get a plaque on this building for 4 years now, so y'all have to forgive me.
I think it's great.
Thank you, and I know exactly who the owner of the condo. Yeah.
Bob Perkins will be furious.
Yeah, so like I said, I was under the impression that it was the day of designation, so 1966.
Well, then it should say, you know, built such and such a year, which I think is 1951, mm-hmm. and then designated 1966. Maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, and this is my first time ever, you know, doing a plaque of any sort, so wasn't 100% certain what exactly it needed to say or you know, what it needed to look like, but the column that it's going to be on is actually a marble column, and the column size is 15 inches wide, and then we can go, you know, as high as we want to go. The actual plaque itself is 11 by 8 bronze. But it can always be larger if needed, so.
Yeah, personally, I don't care when it was designated. I just want to know when it was built.
1949 was started and 1951 completed.
Okay. I mean, that's just my observation.
That's important because mm-hmm. it was actually
so
early
in that
movement.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the whole thing.
It's not true.
Yeah.
We were leading.
How is it going to be affixed to the marble?
So that's one thing that we're still trying to work on. We are having a vendor come out, and they're going to quote us a couple things to see what we can do without causing any damage or any cracking or breaking of the marble itself. More than likely, I'm not 100% certain on the terminology, but it's a wet cut style or a wet drilling style, and then we will bolt it to the marble facade.
Okay.
I think Ellen has something.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I just went to our office to pull the listing of them on the National Register, and it was listed in 2013 on the National Register of Historic Places. It was completed in 1951, and it was historic. The historic name of the building is actually Drayton Arms Apartment. So something else to take into consideration.
Thank you.
Not the 48 actually, I was hoping.
Couldn't be just designated historic if it was 50 years old.
Okay, this is a serious
yeah,
anyone have any
May I say one thing really quickly? Located inside the lobby, we're actually going to have I don't know the correct word that I want to use, but a memorial of the building, basically what it was for, because it is very historical to the city, not only with the international style, but it was the first modern building in the downtown area, and also the first building in the state of Georgia to offer AC for residents, you know. And so I definitely want to be able to go and display all that, so we will have something created in honor for the tower located inside, so.
You can do whatever you want on the inside.
Of course, for sure. I knew that somebody had something about history, so.
And I want to apologize, because having criticized you all for redesigning that, now I agree with you that we should
well, you're new here. I mean, we do this before tweaks. We have to check. One of our big jobs is to check the text to be sure it reads properly.
Yes.
And it's, you know, similar to us.
Because if it's wrong, they'll come back. Because it's wrong.
Right. I mean,
we're undermining our own.
Kind of
I'm glad you're doing this. I mean, I'm glad you're coming before us. Yeah. It will be a better process.
You know, you got to do this 3 meetings in a row before this approves.
That's what I got to do.
Yeah. I don't think this is our
Any questions for Ms. Miranda? Thank you very much. Please don't leave. We need to come back. unless there's somebody hiding behind the podium, we have no public here. So we're going to commission discussion.
All right, so this is going to, staff's going to look at this again before it's done, right? So y'all had the benefit of all the wisdom and input we've had, right? So, okay.
Will it come up again for approval, or do we need to make a motion?
I was going to move that we table this until it's clear how it's going to be affixed. I think that's enough.
That's reasonable.
Sure.
If you don't want,
she's a wreck. I mean,
I understand. I mean, I'm not trying to take you to task.
I'm going to let the staff have some discretion
here. 4 years,
but
another month, you know. Yeah, exactly. So.
It's fine.
Well,
whatever.
Before we make a motion, I think we probably want to make sure that we provide some understanding of how we think this should be reworded.
Right.
And one is to say specifically, perhaps, and this is, if you disagree or agree, so I'll kind of say that the 1966 specifically refer to when, what that is. The 1949-51 date should be on it. And personally, I really do think we have to explain why it's on the National Register of Historic Places very succinctly. First international style in Savannah. There's something to that effect. Does anybody have any thoughts about that?
Well, it would certainly make it more.
I agree. You know,
people would want to see that.
Of course.
And you can always go vertical. You don't have to go wide. Okay. Was there a motion to table?
I'll make a motion. I mean, if y'all want to delay it, that's fine. I'll make a motion however y'all want to do it. But I think we can give staff. I personally think we can give staff some discretion here.
Sure.
Because if they blow it, then they'll have to come back to see us anyway. So she has to come back. Because we may not have a meeting next month otherwise, so it could go on. So I make a motion that we approve staff recommendation with the additional considerations about how the plaque is affixed and the final language to reflect the purpose for its designation and maybe when it was built, as opposed to just a nebulous date that really hasn't got any context.
I think we're all in agreement.
Did you get that motion, Mary?
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a second? You made a motion, right?
Yeah,
I did. I seconded it.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You, Ms. Moraga, you'll be welcome to come back to the meeting. And you'll be welcome to speak to it, too. But I think we're all pretty comfortable with these changes.
I commend you for
making a fine presentation.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever done the plaque aspect of things.
I appreciate that you're going to do something inside to kind of contextualize it.
My current ownership is the, other than the previous person that bought the building in 2006, when my current ownership took over the building and bought it in 2011-2012, they found so many pieces of artifacts and everything from the original building, so we're going to take some of those pieces and kind of make a little display. Well, it's a huge display, so.
Well, the building, no question, has been greatly improved for the last several years.
Yeah. Give me another year or so, and it's going to look even better.
Okay, I look forward to it. Okay.
Thank you. Did you bring the card?
I did not. Okay. I'm so sorry. But stop by and see me. I'm there when it's time.
You are.
Okay. Other business. Do any commissioners have something they would like to talk about? Okay. I would like to express my relief at being able to get through this after Eli led us so stellarly. You know,
I thought you said
years.
So poorly.
No.
Thank you, sir.
You're what I'm trying to live up to here. Yeah. Next meeting, Thursday, May 3rd, 2018, here.
By the way, that judge thing is tomorrow, isn't it?
Lori Judge, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.